in his band, this filth, recorded remotely. I've got Carl Kopak from somewhere in East Anglia. I like to make it more and more mysterious every single time. Somewhere in Wavertree, there is Steve Graves. And as unlikely as it may seem, Neil Docking is somewhere at the end of a Mersey rail line of some description. There's farmland nearby. I don't know. I don't know how they manage. You know, we don't discuss, Steve, do we, the proximity of farmland to Mersey rail lines. We try to act very, very cool about the matter.
We don't. Your deliberate lack of South Liverpool knowledge, conflating Wavertree and Egbeth, which is where I am, is really quite impressive.
I refuse to believe all of South Liverpool's Wavertree.
Okay. Greater Wavertree. Okay. Yeah. The Wavertree City region. Fine.
It is all Wavertree. it all sort of fades into one. Whatever it is that you're doing down there, you've all got, you know, there's wide streets as far as the eye can see, and inadequate transport links as well going on. I'm glad anyway that, you know, that we haven't touched upon the fact that Neil does indeed live on a farm, which is where he pulls these arguments together from. It is a band that's filth over Christmas. Liverpool haven't played a game yet. The World Cup has only just finished. I'm saying all this to contextualise the fact of the topic of the first round, but also I don't know when this is coming out. It's currently an unspecified date in January, is as far as I can tell. So there are Christmas trees that I can see behind Carl and Steve. No Christmas tree behind Ian. Behind Neil, sorry. He lives an austere lifestyle, planning merely for episodes of Ban This Filth one after the other. We will move on. The first topic is LFC transfers after a World Cup. And this could get contentious. I'll let you know early. First up is Neil Docking. LFC transfers after a World Cup. Neil Docking, 90 seconds, starts now.
Wow, I've had to go for poor old Phil Babb. The man who put his testicles on the line for LFC wasn't enough to earn my love and admiration. He was, I'm afraid to say, a pretty limited stopper. Not a lot to his game other than preventing opponents. He was a good tackler. He was pretty quick, but he didn't have much in the way of distribution. He certainly wasn't calm and collected. And a fairly impressive performance in the World Cup in 1994 for Ireland was enough to earn him a colossal £3.6 million move to Liverpool Football Club in September 1994.